started the tournament in North East London in conjunction with him and the Dust. Thursday, Hey TV, 25th December, Rabbi Eli Pick, Schlitter, Palindrome. This is a bit of a lab, go to the Hadira. And this must have a thoroughly found that this is a bit. Should have been
Bishus, Marina Rav, Rabbixen, Spanish Lisa, Bishus, Kola, Kola, Kodo Jose. Some people came up to me before and actually said to me, what is a palindrome? You'll find out soon enough. We have here the one which say people come up to me and they say, oh, that's what you're going to talk about, the Nosnu. But are you going to talk for a whole half an hour about the Nosnu? No, I'm not. But I'm... Starting with it, it's the most well-known one, that it reads backwards as well as forwards. I'm grateful to Josh who put a picture of a butterfly next to my name. It didn't occur to me straight away what he was doing, but the butterfly is a palindromic pattern where one side mirrors the other side. So we know from the Nosnu that when you give tzedakah, it comes back to you. Says the Baal HaTurim, Parshas Kisisa, Tzedakah yachzer elov brocha. The tzedakah which you give comes back to you with a brocha. V'lo yechsal b'shvil zekalum. And you will not lose out at all. So whatever you do as an investment, when you give tzedakah, it comes back to you. And therefore, it's not really in your financial cheshbon because you get it back. Hence the palindrome, the nosnu, because it comes back to you. And that principle from the Baal HaTurim we can apply to certain other situations as well. There is also a Vilna Gaon who writes on this, who says not necessarily that the money comes back to you, but maybe it comes back to your children or to your future generations, that there is this motion that when you give something for tzedakah, or when you do gemilus chasodim, then it comes back, not if not to you, then to your children, to your children's children, and so on. And the Vilna Gaon notes that the musical trop on the Nosnu is the Kadmo v'Azlo, the Nosnu, which is like it mirrors itself at the first, second half to the first half, Kadmo v'Azlo, that you've got this palindromic concept. I'm grateful to Rav Nosson Feiner, who said to me, do you realize that the word tzedakah is a palindrome? I said, tzedakah? It's not a palindrome. It doesn't read the same backwards as forwards. He says, yes, but if you take the atbash, namely the first letter of the aleph base with the last letter of the aleph base, and the base being the second letter with a shin and so on, the atbash concept, you will find that tzedakah is a palindrome because the tzadi corresponds to the hay and the dalad, riff of the kuf, so you get a palindrome from that. Well, his own name, Nosson, is a palindrome, so he would have a taste for these things, I suppose. There is a variation of the word v'nosnu in Parshas Vayishlach, and that is the word v'nosanu. And that is about the story of Dinah, where I can show here, I don't know if you can see it because it's a bit smaller, but in the story of Dinah, you have a negotiation going on between the brothers of Dinah with Shechem and Chamor. We will give our daughters to you, and you will give your daughters to us. So there is a reciprocal arrangement, the Nosanu. We will give you our daughters, they will give us their daughters. Although there is a more sinister approach to the Vosanu, which they were saying, namely, you abused us, we will abuse you. That's what's coming with the fighting from Shimon and Levi. So you've got that palindrome from the Nosanu. There is also the word in that parasha, Nitein Lochem, which is also a palindrome. So that's a variation. If I move on to Parshas Emor, and there we've got a principle which comes up in a number of Parshias of the eye for an eye. It's in Mishpatim, it's in Shoftim, but here we got Parshas Emor, where if you cause an injury to somebody else, a mum being a palindrome, then you will get it back. And we find here that it's actually written, explained in the Pasuk itself, because it says, Kasher oso kenyos elo, just like you did to somebody else, that will come back to you. And that's repeated again after Mum Ba'odom, Kein Yinosen Bo. So you've got the palindrome explained by the Pasuk, that the word Mum is a palindrome. It reads backwards the same as forwards, because when you injure somebody, you get it back. And as we know from Torah Shebal Peh, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, it is financial compensation and not what some non-Jews believe. I was talking about this just 3 or 4 weeks ago in North Hendon, and suddenly people started getting excited and they pointed at this and they were going, Tachas, Tachas. I said, what? I didn't realize. They were pointing out to me that not only is Mum the palindrome, but Sheve Tachas Sheve, Ein Tachas Ein, Shein Tachas Shein, Tachas is also a palindrome. So we've got five palindromes in two pasukim to explain what the pasuk is saying. Kasher Yitain Mum Ba'odom Kein Yinosen Bo. What comes, it's like an English proverb. What goes around comes around. It comes back to you. And that is the lesson. So you're going to say to me, look, it's all very nice. You're talking to us about three letters. You know, give us something a bit longer. If you want to call something a palindrome, give us 5, 7, 9, 11 letters. Give us a posuk. You know, Mum, you're not going to inspire us very much. Well, let's move on and see what we can find. So, in Parshas Vayishlach again, we find there's a word, vehikohu, which is five letters, and there you've got the story of Yaakov being afraid because Esav is coming to meet him. Im yovo Esav el hamachane achas vehikohu. If Esav comes and smites us, so we'll have two camps. One camp we will confront him with, and the other camp we have just in case, and then that will remain. So the Chizkuni says something interesting. He says that second camp is to hit back at Esav. It's to ambush Esav. But if Esav hits us, then we will get him back from the second camp. So says the Chizkuni. Hence the palindrome of Vehikohu. If I move on now to Parshas Todos, there we have where Esav is very upset. Why? Because the bracha, which was destined for him, had been taken by Yaakov Avinu. And so Esav comes and says, Dad, I've got your food for you. And Vayaskamhu Masamim Vayovei La'aviv. Vayovei La'aviv reads the same backwards as forwards. Now, interestingly, when Yaakov came to Yitzchak with the food, it doesn't say Vayovei La'aviv. It says Vayovei El'aviv. Vayovei El'aviv is not a palindrome, but Vayovei La'aviv is. Why is it that we find this with Esav, but not by Yaakov? Because when Yaakov Avinu went to get the bracha, he really wasn't interested. He was reluctant to go, but he was carrying out the instructions from his mother Rivka. And she said, you have to do this. So he did what she told him to do, but he had no ulterior motives. But Esav, he had ulterior motives. He wanted wealth, he wanted the brachos, he wanted something back for what he was doing. And the Aruch Haim says that he wanted to appease his father because he was worried his father might even curse him. After all, he had married out. And so his father wasn't very pleased, so he thought, I want to be on good terms with my father, so I'm going to do what he asks and get what he wants to eat. So that is to appease him and to get something in return. Not only then did he want wealth, but he wanted something back in other ways. And there was another perush that he wanted his kids to honor him. So since Esav was keen that his children would honor him, and we do know that his son Eliphaz was carrying out his instructions and was honoring him, Esav thought, if I set the example to my children of honoring my father, then they will honor me. So he gets something back in return. Hence the palindrome, Vayovei La'aviv. If we now move on to next week's parsha, Parshas Vayechi, we have a slightly longer palindrome. And there, we are talking about when Yaakov Avinu dies, and the sons of Yaakov are worried. What is Yosef now going to do to us? He's going to take revenge, because we sold him. We sold Yosef. And therefore, now that Yaakov Avinu is not here anymore, they were worried. So they came along to Yosef, and they said, our father said to us before he died, bit of a debate whether their father actually said this or not. According to the Ramban, Yaakov Avinu never knew that Yosef was sold. Rashi also doubts that Yaakov commanded it, but he thought this was Mipnei Darkei Shalom. The Ora Chaim claims that he did know. But whatever it is, they're saying, our father said that, you know, please forgive us. Please forgive us for what we did. We did a terrible Aveira, we're very sorry. Onos or no. So already 25 years ago, I realized that onos or no is a palindrome, and it's not just onos or no, because the pay before, which belongs to the word Yosef, and the pay after, which becomes the Pesha, adds to make it not just seven letters, but nine letters. Onos or no Pesha. So I asked my father, Zichrono Livracha, why is onos or no a palindrome? And he said straight away, well, it's obvious. They're talking here about the fear of revenge. And revenge is retribution. It's a reciprocal thing that you get back what you did to others. So that's why onos or no is a palindrome. So that's one explanation. But there's a wider explanation which we can say, and that is this. The brothers say afterwards, Hinenu l'chol avodim. We will be your servants. Even in this week's Parsha Vayigash, Yehuda is saying, look, you know, leave Binyamin alone. I will be your servant. So what are the brothers demonstrating to Yosef HaTzadik? They're saying, we're sorry, we're doing teshuvah. Teshuvah is a reciprocal thing. It goes back, it looks back to what happened before. You try to put yourself back to the position in which you were before, even though it's not easy to repair a broken vase. But teshuvah, the idea is that you get back into a fresh opportunity. The brothers are trying to do teshuvah. Ono sono. Please forgive us for what we've done, for this spiteful deed which we did to you, because we're prepared to be your slaves. And that is a genuine expression of teshuva, of return. And the return is what we're talking about. The return is the palindrome. And in this week's parsha, V'atzor yeshno avdecho tachas hanar eved ladoni, I will be a slave instead. We will give back to you what you know for the injury that we caused you. So there you've got the whole idea of teshuvah inside this onos or no. There is another idea which comes out from this, and this is brought in a sefer called Chamuda Yitzchok, and he says, if you love somebody, then very often, very normally, they will love you in return. You give a person a favor, they will do you a favor. It's a reciprocal thing. So when you show love to another person, in fact, it's the best marriage guidance one could give, but I'm not qualified to give marriage guidance. I haven't been married more than 43 years. But if you are giving nice attention to your wife, then hopefully she will give it back to you. So there's this idea of reflection, of reciprocal arrangement in a kind of way. And in the same way, when you're trying to be makariv bala tshuva, when you want to convince them the truth of Yiddishkeit, you can argue with them all day long about Jewish philosophy. You can tell them about the Kuzri, about Rabbi Yosef Albo, and Sefer HaKorim, and Michtob Melio. You can tell them all the logic, but it doesn't really help, you'll find, if it's not with love. If you're showing Ahavas Yisrael to others, then you bring them in. It's a reciprocal thing. And all this comes out from onos or no, because they want to show love to their brother Yosef. Come on, let's make up. And that is the reason why we have a palindrome. If we now move on, this is not one word, but it's coming from three words. And in Parshas Bo, which I think is the longest palindrome in the Chumash, is where we've got the Parsha, at the end of Parshas Bo, Kaddish Li Kol Bechor. And there it's talking about Lo Yochel Chometz, and there you've also got the Mitzvah of Tefillin, and it ends off with the Shamata Sachuko Azos Lamoado Miyomim Yomimo. So from the Hay of Lamoado, Miyomim Yomimo is 11 letters a palindrome. What is the significance of the palindrome of Miyomim Yomimo? I had a bit of difficulty with this one because I looked as many Mephoshim as I could find, and I couldn't really find anyone who notes that this is a palindrome. But there are certain things written which give us an idea as to why it's a palindrome. And I looked at the Tanchuma, the long version of the Tanchuma, and there it says, "Kashem she'odam avorich la'kodesh baruch hu, kachu mavorcho." Just like we give brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives us brachas in return. It's a reciprocal thing. So what is this whole parsha about? The parsha is, you should remember the coming out of Metzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvahs, chometz, and then there's tefillin, and generally the brachas which we make, al bi'ur chometz, l'niach tefillin, the brachas of Yom Tov. So you've got here an idea where we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu our brachas, and in return he gives us his brachas. I found also in the Sefer Ponim Yofas, that's the Haflor of Pinchas Horowitz from Frankfurt, he quotes an Ari, which is actually brought down in the Baheitav of Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Mem Zayin, that when you are very particular about chometz, when you're very, very careful about it, that will protect you from Aveira. Hanizam imashu chometz for Pesach, muftav chlo shelo yechto kol hashana. It can't be a cast iron guarantee that you will not do an Avera the whole year, but it means that you'll get that added strength and protection from doing Averas, because you will be reinforced by being meticulous about the Issa of Chometz. So there you've got, in that parsha about Lo Yochel Chometz, you've got the palindrome of Mio Mimio Mimo. You put something into it, you get something back from it. We'll come back if we have time to Mio Mimio Mimo, but if I can move on. And this is not a palindrome of a word, but it's the first letters of each word. This is Parshas B'Shalach and V'mon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hineni mamtir lochem lechem min hashamoyim, says the second Bob of a Rebbe, Rav Ben Zion Halberstam. He was sadly murdered in Auschwitz in around 1942. And he wrote Kiddush HaTzion. And he notes that if you take the first letter of each of these words, it reads the same backwards as forwards. Hey, mem, lamad, lamad, mem, hey. Hey, mem, lamad, lamad, mem, hey. So you've got this palindromic effect which comes to you as a lesson when we are talking about the mon. What is the lesson, he says? You put into it the effort. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for parnosa, which is symbolized by the mon, then you'll get it. Or you put your physical hishtadlus into something and it comes back to you. So that is the lesson of Hinni Mamtzilachem Melachim and Hashemayim, that when we learn the lesson of the Mon and of Parnosa, you put something in, as we say in the Posuk, Hazarim Bedimo Barina Yiktoru. My next example is a quote from the Ibn Ezra, where he was asked the question about when will Mashiach come. So this was simply a dialogue where there's a question and there's an answer. I hope you can see it. It's not such big print. He was asked the question, Ovi, my father, Kel Chai Shimcha, Loma Melech Mashiach Lo Yovo, living God is your name, why will not Mashiach come? So the Ibn Ezra, who was quite a poet, he wrote the answer. De'u me'avichem, ki lo boshevosh, shova shub aleichem ki vo moed. He said, learn from your father, I will surely not be ashamed to surely return to you when the time has come. At the right time, Mashiach will come. We know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadiches, about Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who meets Eliyahu HaNavi and says, "Nu, when will Mashiach come?" And he says, ask Mashiach, he's there in the marketplace, he's one of these crippled lepers who you see over there. He says, "Nu, when are you coming?" And he says, "Hayom, I'm coming today." Oh, great. Mashiach's coming today. Doesn't come. Following day, nu, when are you coming? Hayom, yeah, you said that yesterday. Hayom im bekolo sishmau. If you listen to Hashem's voice, a quoting from Tehillim Sadihei, the Lulachun Arano. He says, when the right time happens, shova shuva lechem kivom moed. Both the question and the answer are complete palindromes, and read the same backwards as well as forwards. There is another Ibn Ezra, a very interesting one, where he was asked a question about kashrus. He was asked about if the legs of a bee get stuck inside some honey. Now, we know from Halacha and Shulchan Aruch Yeredel Pei Aleph, and there's a Prichodosh there in Chof Zayin, which says that the legs of the bee are not strictly treif because of one reason and another, and those in Tamla Fagam. But if the honey is unfiltered, it's best to remove what can be traced. But if it's not traceable, it's nishbach, it's like lost. So then we get the dinim of bittel, of nullification. So the question is asked, and I know you might not want to eat honey which have bees' legs inside them. It's a bit repugnant. But lahalocha, we want to know kashrus-wise, what's the din? So this was the answer of the Ibn Ezra. He wrote five words, and each with five letters. Peirashnu Ravason Shebidvash Nispaya Venisraf. Peirashnu, we have explained. Ravason is literally the hungry creature, like the gluttonous creature. Shebidvash, which is in the honey. Nispaya, it's eradicated. Venisraf, it's like burnt. It's like it's not there anymore. So that was his answer. The Rosh says in Gemara Avodah Zorah, Hey Yud Aleph, that bee legs are considered like dust and we don't have regard to them. But here the Ibn Ezra is saying, in any case, those legs of the bee will dissolve in the honey. And since they have dissolved, you are allowed to eat it. That is his psak. This word peirashnu is not a palindrome, but in the last line it reads backwards, peirashnu. Ravason forwards is Ravason backwards in the fourth line. And Shebidvash in the middle is a perfect palindrome. But that's not all. If you read downwards, Peirashnu, the same words, Ravason, Shebidvash, Nispaya, Venisraf. And reading it upwards, you will find it going backwards as well. Peirashnu, Ravason, Shebidvash, Nispaya, Venisraf. So it's not just a palindromic thing. It's, I think the linguists call it a Sator square or something like that, which comes from Latin. But we won't go into that now. An amazing psak from the Ibn Ezra. There is a sefer called Bardas Yosef, which is of the view that this came not from the Ibn Ezra, but from the first Rebbe of Chabad, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. Okay. If I now move on, I'm not going to go through this in detail, but this is a hesped. Thank you. This is a hesped which was written by the son of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, which is 248 words long, and it's all one hesped for his Rav Yehuda Hirsch, the son of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, wrote this hesped for his father, and it's all one long palindrome. This first pasuk here is a palindrome. Hiluch nivi kedem ocho ruach imdok yovin kulo. He says above, ha'osios aflo ocho, which means forwards and backwards. And from beginning to end, it comes to 900 and something letters. Palindromic from the end right to the beginning. If you want to look at it, you can look it up in the Chorev Tov Reish Nunches edition. And you can check it out for yourself to check that what I'm telling to you is correct. The conclusion I'd like to have, I'm watching the clock, is to just to come back again to our Mion Mimio Mimo. Now, the Parsha belonging to Mion Mimio Mimo starts with Dabar Hashem El Moshe Lema, Kaddish Liko B'chol Pesach Kol Rechem Ibn Yisrael, and then it says, Vayom Moshe Lom, Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yotzosim Mitzrayim. What's the theme of this paragraph? Remember, coming out from Egypt, Es Hayom Hazeh, this day, Mibay Sabodim, Ki B'chozek Yod, etc. And there, we spoke about Rashi before. If we look at Mion Mimio Mimo, we have in front of us the conclusion of that paragraph. So the theme of the paragraph is remembering. The theme of the paragraph is also talking about chometz and tefillin. And when one says the l'shem yichud before putting on tefillin, assuming one has come to shul on time in the morning, in that l'shem yichud, before putting on tefillin, you say, shenizka nisim v'niflaz she'osoy monu v'tzionim v'mitzrayim. And after laying the tefillin, we also read this parsha. Mio mimio mimo. So the whole idea is, which is running through this paragraph, is remembering. Remembering, you look back, and that way you look forward. There's the famous moshul, when you're lost, and you come to a crossroads, and there's a broken signpost lying flat on the ground. And you think, well, what am I going to do now? I don't have GPS, I don't have sat-nav, I don't have Google Maps. What do I do? to find my way. So what you do is, you take the signpost, you stand it up, you point it to the direction where you were coming from, so you know where you're coming from, and that way, you know which direction to follow. This is the lesson of Zochar Es Hayom Hazeh. Remember, by remembering our past, we know how to go forward for the future. We define our future by studying the past. That is Yesod in Emunah. Because the Kuzari makes the point that we don't say, Onoch Hashem Lokech Asher Boris HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, I'm the one who created the world. He says, Asher would say, Sichom Eretz Mitzrayim. Because our Emunah is based on our experience. Our experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim. Remember, and only by remembering, you look forward. And then looking forward, you know which way to go. And that is a foundation of our faith that we are then showing from the conclusion of this paragraph, Miyomim Yomimo, which is palindromic. And then we pray that in the words of the Ibn Ezra, that Mashiach should come soon. Shova shuv alechem, ki vom ha'ed, b'mhev yomeinu, amen. Thank you. Yeah, I saw some of the buses fly. I was stuck as well.